Now, over the years, I was in the military, U.S. military for 20 years, and then also at an Army hospital after it for 14 more, and working with young people. And I, after all these many years of priesthood, I come to the conclusion that life is a lot more satisfying seeking virtue than avoiding sin. And I think that's demonstrated by the senior citizens I deal with now. They say, Father, what are we going to confess, you know? And obviously, it makes more sense to say, well, you could have been more patient with your spouse, you could have been more understanding with your neighbor, and there are things to look at each other, rather than say, oh, I am so happy, I don't sin anymore, you know. I used to like red convertibles, but I don't desire them anymore. I mean, things of this nature.
Father Ed Cusera has been a priest for 53 years. He's a Benedictine monk of St. Procopius Abbey in Illinois in the United States, but he's also spent many years working as a military chaplain, both in the field and in military hospitals. He also happens to be of Czech descent and ordained for both the Latin and the Byzantine rites within the Catholic Church. Most Catholics of the Latin rite would be familiar with pictures of the Byzantine priests with their black robes and headgear, with a large pectoral cross hung around their necks. They might also have seen pictures of them wearing beautiful copes in order to offer Mass in a celebration that takes longer than the familiar Latin rite and uses incense much more freely. Byzantine and Latin rite Catholics are in communion with each other. We share the same beliefs, but sometimes there is a difference in emphasis. Take the Sacrament of Reconciliation, for instance. As Father Ed points out, whereas the Latin rite speaks of avoiding sin, the Byzantine rite speaks of seeking virtue. The end result is the same, but the different emphasis can make for a different approach to life.
I saw this, I think, with our young people, too. Today, there are so many things given them, or they're seeking so many things. They're seeking satisfaction. And just avoiding sin does not give us much satisfaction, but accomplishment of virtue does. This is why they're very highly motivated, a lot of our young people today across the world, I know, living in different countries, because they want to do something. And insofar as they have more education, avoiding sin is not a goal in itself. They want something more of a positive nature.
In fact, Father Ed sees the Byzantine emphasis on seeking virtue as something that is very much in tune with the lives of young people, filled with hope and energy.
You know, we have to see that while we old people shake our heads at them, yet they are probably more highly motivated than we ever were, because our motivation in the 30s and 40s was, you don't do this, you don't do that. And the Eastern Rite always projected virtue. You examine your conscience from that.
This desire for virtue affected the way in which Father Ed and his contemporary students for the priesthood approached the Sacrament of Reconciliation.
As a result, the Eastern Rite, they did not go to confession every week like we did. And the glory that we had in our monastery was to have some marvelous Eastern Rite confessors to go to, because their idea was so much more broad, and avenues of spiritual satisfaction rather than just a negative thing of no sin.
In fact, it meant that when Vatican II happened, Byzantine Catholics had already long been practicing an outlook that the Council wanted Latin Catholics to rediscover and celebrate.
Half of my classmates were Byzantine, half of my professors were Byzantine. And it was kind of interesting because some of the rigorousness or well-defined approaches that the Latin Rite took in seminary, we found that the Eastern Rite was kind of more mobile and flexible. And we found out, especially from some of the Eastern Rite priests and professors, that virtue was emphasized more than sin. And from that, in a way, when Vatican II came about, people, you ask us, well, there's a lot of changes, aren't there? Well, we didn't quite see it that way because we already were brought up in more of an emphasis on virtue rather than sin.
It was with the background education of seeking virtue that Father Ed began his long career as a U.S. military chaplain.
And so over the years, especially in the military, you know, having served in the Far East for 7 years, things were very Old Testament-like, because in Asia, you could see prostitution, concubinage, just out of the Old Testament. And a lot of us Americans would go there wondering, well, how can this be? And especially our young people. They succumb to many of these things. I think, you know, they meet a girl and, you know, a coke is the same as fornication to them. We thought, this is terrible. But again, they were, many of these instances, it was a have-not culture or have-not economy. They had nothing. And most of the girls were uneducated. And the only way they can provide anything for their families was by going into this.
It was there that he realized that the Sacrament of Reconciliation really could be a joyful celebration.
And I know, especially in the Philippines, where most people are Catholic, they would come to confession, and it was a glorious event for them, because they would say, Father, and now I don't have to do what I was doing before to support my family. I have a job now as a maid in an American household. And it's so, I feel so good now. And it was, you know, it dawned on me, my goodness, this is like hearing Mary Magdalene's confession, you know? Because there was an alternative. When people don't, and this is why sin, virtue is an alternative to sin. And virtue is like getting something sugar-coated. Sin is, it's like trying to swallow quinine, you know? So in that respect, over the years, I have found this very, very satisfying to let people know that we're called to virtue and not be concentrating on sin all the time. Because we outgrow sin because our desires aren't there. And in trying to deprecate our young people, we can say, oh, look at the sin, but my goodness, let's show them some virtue, even in our adult and a mature or very super adult sort of thing, a senior, that virtue is the thing you want to go after. Huh? The fact that you may fall along the way once in a while, but that's so fine, you got a goal. And to me, this is a much more satisfying message.